This is KUT. For years, state regulators have cast doubt on the idea that oil and gas activity is responsible for the recent increase in earthquakes in Texas. But the scientific evidence continues to grow. Just this month, two more studies linked the quakes to disposal wells, where wastewater from oil and gas drilling is stored. Regulators in Oklahoma have publicly recognized the link. For State Impact Texas, KUT's Mose Bouchel reports on whether the growing body of research may shift the way Texas regulates man-made earthquakes.
There have been quakes all over the state the last several years, but one swarm that really captured people's attention started around the North Texas town of Azle in 2013. Officials from the Railroad Commission of Texas, that's the agency that regulates oil and gas, visited the town. They heard suggestions from locals on how to handle the disposal wells thought to be causing the quakes. Here's Azle resident Gail Wood.
Why is it we can't shut the wells down around here for a period of time? If nothing happens after a while, that would be one way to determine what's going on.
A lot of people said it's a no-brainer. The wells might be making my house shake, so shut down the wells, see if the shaking stops. But the Railroad Commission has a different approach. Under rules it adopted last year, it won't shut a well down unless there's scientific data suggesting the well caused a quake. That data can take months or years to gather. Mark Peterson works on earthquake hazard with the USGS.
There's no diagnostic tool that can help us to just say this earthquake is caused by wastewater injection. This earthquake was caused by a fracking process. This earthquake was a natural earthquake.
So even if everyone knows disposal wells can cause quakes and quakes start happening around a well, Texas regulators require earthquake research. In the case of Azle, the Railroad Commission waited for a team at Southern Methodist University to do a study. The study came out this month, over a year after the quakes started. Guess what? It says disposal wells likely caused the quakes.
When I saw the report, I felt like, wow, finally people will realize that we're not, you know, as dumb as they were trying to make us look.
Linda Stokes is the mayor of Reno, a town near Azle. She's happy regulators are now considering shutting down the wells, even though quakes there have been too weak to feel for some time. But again, she thinks it took too long. When quakes happen, she doesn't want to tell her constituents to wait around for a research project.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense to shut them down and take care of your citizens.
That's more or less the view of the federal government.
We are strongly recommended proactive approaches. Get up front of it.
Philip Dellinger is head of the team at the Environmental Protection Agency's office in Dallas that deals with disposal wells. This year, the EPA released recommendations for how states could manage man-made quakes. Those include suggestions similar to something known in the industry as the traffic light model.
What that means is when you think you might be dealing with potential future induced earthquakes, you can go into a well operator's permit and say, hey, we're going to let you do this.
That's a green light.
But if we start getting earthquakes, and if those earthquakes reach a magnitude over some defined magnitude, we're going to bump up what you have to do.
Maybe operators won't be able to inject as much wastewater into a well. That's a yellow light.
The red light would be if it gets over magnitude X, you shut in the well.
In Oklahoma, the traffic light system is part of official regulation. But even after the recent studies, Reno Mayor Linda Stokes doesn't think Texas regulators are likely to adopt those rules.
Do you feel like there's maybe a tide turning to kind of an acceptance of the science of all this?
Well, I hope so.
I had to cut Stokes off because the Railroad Commission was calling.
I am very much not convinced that there's a causal link that has been really determined yet.
That's Commissioner Ryan Sitton, and his skepticism is shared by the oil and gas industry. He's called for a public hearing to review the study that links the Azle quakes to disposal wells. No date on that yet, but in June, the Railroad Commission will hold hearings to determine whether two disposal wells in Azle should be shut down. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel, KUT News.